Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let me tell you, this topic hits close to home: developing self-compassion through self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're running on a treadmill of self-criticism? Like you're constantly holding yourself to these impossible standards? You know that feeling when you trip up, make a mistake, and instead of giving yourself a little grace, you unleash a whole internal rant session? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? It's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace a kinder, more understanding version of ourselves. Because self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook, it's about showing up for yourself with the same kindness and empathy you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Now, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate that powerful sense of self-compassion. First things first, recognize that making mistakes is part of being human. Seriously, it's in our DNA. We are not perfect beings walking around on this planet. We're learning and growing every single day. So next time you stumble, instead of beating yourself up, remind yourself, hey, I'm human. This isn't a character flaw, it's just part of the journey. Second, practice active self-talk. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, challenge them head on. Ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we subjecting ourselves to this harsh inner dialogue? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer someone you care about. Remember, words have power, so choose them wisely. Third, cultivate mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Just observe them like clouds passing by. This doesn't mean ignoring your emotions, it means acknowledging them without getting swept away by them. It's about creating space between you and those negative thought patterns. You know, kind of like taking a deep breath before reacting to a stressful situation. Fourth, practice self-care. Remember, self-compassion isn't just about being nice to yourself, it's also about taking care of your physical and emotional needs. This means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body, spending time with loved ones, and doing things that bring you joy. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Holding on to past mistakes only weighs you down. Forgive yourself for the things you've done, the things you haven't done, and simply move forward with grace and compassion. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking through a bustling city park. People are rushing about, some stressed, some lost in thought. But amidst all the chaos, there's one person who stands out, someone radiating calm and self-assurance. They might trip on a crack in the sidewalk, but instead of getting flustered, they simply laugh it off, dust themselves off, and continue walking with a smile. That person is practicing self-compassion. They understand that life is full of ups and downs, and they meet each challenge with kindness and understanding towards themselves first and foremost. So, how can you start cultivating more self-compassion in your own life? It all starts with small steps. Begin by noticing those negative thought patterns and challenging them with a dose of self-love. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you deserve it. Take a few moments each day to practice mindfulness and connect with your inner self. Be kind to your body by nourishing it with healthy food and movement. And most importantly, remember that forgiveness is a powerful tool. Forgive yourself for your mistakes and move forward with grace. I hope this episode has inspired you to embrace self-compassion as a guiding principle in your life. Remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Until next time, keep striving for your best selves, one day at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little dose of self-compassion.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.